if there's an incident where like a child is removed or sent to on-campus suspension, that's a teachable moment that shouldn't be missed. And so we can talk about as a class, you know, what went wrong. And as a teacher, you should own your part in this. I really wish I would have recognized earlier that, you know, A, B, C, or D was happening. And now when he comes back in the classroom in about an hour, we're going to need to be supportive of him because I'm sure he's going to feel embarrassed. And, you know, remember, we've all had moments like that where we've said or done things that we're not proud of. At some point in your K through 12 experience, you're going to have a moment where you lose it in class. And if that is happening repeatedly, that's not a child problem. That's an instructional issue. And then we need to look at, you know, the instructional environment and the classroom management plan that that teacher's put in place, because there's a breakdown somewhere. Maybe the teacher wasn't well prepped for the day. And that's not to say the teacher is always at fault for problems that occur. But as the instructional leader, we need to figure out ways to prevent those problems from occurring.